Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 70. You heard me right. This is 70 episodes of CJ Evolution due to you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for downloading my podcast, sharing it with your family and friends. I hope you love the show. I do, obviously. We've had some great guests in the last couple of weeks. Stay tuned because we have many, many more to come. I hope everybody's having a great night. Good start to your week. And thank you for tuning in. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about ways we can prevent fatigue and worry and keep your energy and spirits high. You know, I'm preaching to the choir, first responders out there, law enforcement, paramedics, firefighters, you know, deputy sheriffs, whatever you are doing. We all get in a funk. We all start to worry about a variety of things, whether or not it's, you know, the next call we're going on, whether or not it's our family when we're away from them. We all get fatigued. We all get tired. We're working wacky hours, graveyard shifts, swing shifts, day shift. Our sleep patterns get screwed up. But I wanted to talk a little bit about six ways to prevent fatigue and worry and keep your energy and spirits high. So rule number one, rest before you get tired. I know it might sound weird, but rest before you get tired. So we all get that. We all come to that stage during the day, well, some of us, where we're kind of getting, you know, we can feel the onset of us being really tired coming on. So rest, you know, take it easy. Slow down a little bit. Chill out. Rest your body and before you get extremely tired. Rule number two, learn to relax at your work. Now, I know that's kind of hard for first responders. Trust me, I've been on the street for years. I know that might seem kind of odd for me to say that, but you can learn to relax at your work. You can learn to take things as they come. You can learn to kind of take some deep breaths. What I used to do before I went on a call, especially a high priority call or a critical incident call, is take a few deep breaths. Learn to relax. Take a few deep breaths before you head off to that call. Learn to try to relax. Try to relax. We're always in that state, like Dr. Kevin Gilmartin talks about it, is that hypervigilant state. And that's not a bad thing, because that's what keeps us alive. But we need to learn how to try to take those moments when we're not doing anything at work and relax, to come down from that. So that's rule number two. Rule number three, learn to relax at home. Again, Kevin Gilmartin, amazing author and ex-police officer of many years, talks about this, about having a balance between our home life and our work life. You know, learning to separate the two, where we're hypervigilant at work, that keeps us alive, right? But when we come home, learning to relax at home, not bringing our work home to us. That is so important. So rule number four, apply these four good working habits. So clear your desk of all papers except those relating to the immediate problem at hand. My desk gets kind of cluttered, or my cubicle. So if you have a desk or cubicle where you work, try to clear that off, because when the clutter takes over your desk, that just kind of clouds everything. At least it does for me. So learn to clear the desk, to get rid of things that aren't and as important, file them away, do whatever you have to do. Do things in order of their importance. Prioritization. We're so good at doing this on the street. Let's do this, you know, in our own lives, whether it's business or the home life. When you face a problem, solve it then and there if you have the facts necessary to make a decision. Kind of self-explanatory, right? Solve it then and there. The reason is we want to solve it then and there is because we don't want to kick the can down the road. We want to solve it and move on to the next thing. Because you know what, folks? The problems keep coming, right? And the issues. Learn to organize, deputize, and supervise. I love that saying. Learn to organize, deputize, and supervise. So organize. Self-explanatory. We need to organize our life, our personal life, and our business life. I need to do that better too. Deputize. Deputize people to be on your team to help you with this. You know, I'm not talking about actual deputizing of a person. Maybe that's the case for some of you. But deputize people to be on your team and help you with this. We can't do it alone. Remember that. And supervise. You know, supervise people that are on your team to help you achieve that next goal. And in turn, you're going to help them achieve their goals. So rule five, to prevent worry and fatigue, put enthusiasm into your work. Folks, we see some pretty horrendous crap as first responders. I know that firsthand. I know I'm preaching to the choir. But put some enthusiasm in your work. This job can make us very jaded. I know that. But try to remain optimistic. Try to remain positive. Because there are so many good things in your life that you can be thankful for. Really take the time every day. Start your day in gratefulness. Start your day when you wake up. I know, you know, things can seem crappy. You know, your life can be, you know, not good right now. Whatever is going on in your life, hopefully it's not bad stuff or whatever your definition of. Even if it is bad stuff, there are things in your life, folks, that you can be grateful for. You can be grateful for. There's always something to be grateful for. So start the day being grateful for just being here and put some enthusiasm in your work. I know a lot of you are enthusiastic. They're go-getters, but there are people out there, first responders who are, you know, no matter what you're doing out there, who need more enthusiasm. And again, there's always something to be grateful for. So rule six, remember, no one was ever killed by lack of sleep. It is worrying about insomnia that does the damage, not the insomnia. You know, when I was on the street, I used to work graveyards a lot, and I used to get by on four or five hours of sleep a day. And that is not a good habit to get into, folks. Sleep is so important. As I get older, the more importance and the more I realize how important this is to my overall health. So if you are one of those people out there that is getting by on little or no sleep and you feel like you're, you know, just killing it, you're a rock star, you're working, you know, all this overtime and you're out on the street, trust me, folks, that will catch up to you. Sleep should be a priority in your life. You need at least 6 hours of sleep, uninterrupted sleep. You know, 6 to 8 is what the doctors recommend. So if you're getting by on less than sleep, and again, I've been there, that is not a good place to be. I know a lot of you young people out there think you're invincible, and you might be at this point in your life, but I'm telling you, it all catches up to you, my friends. So get your sleep. Trust me, your body will thank you for it. Later on down the road. So folks, I hope this was useful information. I am so excited about the guests that are coming on the show very soon. So stay tuned. If you head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Head over to cjevolution.net. It's the new website that supports the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast, get them directly delivered to your email. I sure would appreciate it. Again, you can follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat. Reach out to me, folks. I would be happy to hear from you. So with that, I hope you have a fantastic start to your week. I hope your rest of your week is fantastic. Stay tuned for the next episodes that are coming your way, folks. Be safe, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.